Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. We're happy to have with us an entrepreneur who is the president of Mangold Ranch Versatility, Megan Mangold. And they're located at 4870 Upper Mountain Road in Lockport, New York. To tell you a little bit about Megan, she was born and raised in Niagara County and has lived on the ranch since she was a child. Megan and her family have over 20 years of horse training knowledge and experience. She's interned and worked with other professional trainers in the area. Stephen Shank, equestrian program director, assistant western coach at Alfred University, and Peggy McArdle Shank, assistant English coach at Alfred University. Megan was very fortunate to have learned underneath her father, Mark Mangold, as she grew and learned the natural horsemanship ways. Due to Megan's experience, she's become an equine behavioral specialist. And she'd love to train horses if people have the need. So first of all, tell us, what is Mangold Ranch Versatility? What is that all about, Megan?
Okay, Mangold Ranch Versatility, I actually started about 5 years ago. And that Mangold Ranch basically was... is our last name that was in the horse world for quite a long time. And we bring different ranch versatility needs for the area, which is mostly based on Western type riding and natural horsemanship methods. So anything basically off the back of a horse, we're able to do. And we train all of our horses for respect from the ground up. And so Mangold Ranch Versatility just was... I guess we were able to kind of combine all of the equine needs of a horse and training in that name, I guess. But yeah, I grew up on the ranch and I've been doing this my whole life.
Very good, very good. Now, exactly where is this Upper Mountain Road in Lockport? How many acres do you have there? What are your facilities there?
So it's actually right. Upper Mountain Road is located in Lockport, New York. It is, we have about 40 acres of pasture with about 20 to 30 horses at any given point. We have six beautiful ponds on the property, and we really believe in the horses living the most natural life possible down on our ranch. And so that's basically where we're located.
All right. Now, someone listening to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520 has a horse, and it also says in your bio you deal with unruly horses. I only deal with unruly people. So tell us, where can they get a hold of you and seek your advice on either horses that are well-behaved or the unruly ones? How do they get a hold of you?
That you can get a hold of me through my website, which is mangoldranchversatility.com. I also have a Facebook page, Mangold Ranch Versatility, and you're welcome to contact us at 716-201-6229 for further information. But basically, what we do is we work with the horse and rider to gain a better relationship between the two of them so that you can move on forward having respect and trust in one another. And that is where we are different than most other ranches or horse farms in the area. We train you both together as a team. and you know, to so that you have a long-lasting future together.
Very good. Now, you have 20 years of horse training knowledge and experience. You're a young woman. You started as a kid?
I did. Well, so I'm 28 years old. I was, and as I was growing up, I was bit by horse fever. And I've been learning from my father, who was a phenomenal horseman my whole life. I started this business because my goal was really to teach natural horsemanship methods around the area, which is unheard of these days. Most people train horses by fear or different amounts of pressure, which kind of just trick the animal into doing things. If you learn the natural horsemanship ways, it's basically about teaching the mind of the animal how to respond and learn and grow with you versus being afraid not to do something. So it's basically based on pressure and the release of pressure system. But yes, I've been doing this for most of my life, and I've learned from many different trainers, and I've kind of made our ranch you know, molded well around all horses and riders of all disciplines.
Very good. Let's talk about these unruly horses. First of all, what creates an unruly horse, and how do you train a horse who's tough?
Okay, so unruly horses are really established because they've never learned what respect is for people. So they think that they can get away with whatever they've liked, and they've never really understood the difference between right and wrong. So you're taking 1,000-pound animals that most people just decide they want to give carrots to every day and say, oh, I love my buddy, he's wonderful, but they never really teach them a good foundation of skills. So then the horse, as it gets older and older, it starts to, you know, become and have more behavioral issues because of that. There's also unruly behaviors that are established by teaching the horses improperly, which is restricting an animal to do something or kind of putting fear into the animal to do something versus teach its mind and understand its natural behaviors. So we train the horses to learn from their natural instincts and how they would learn out in the herd in the wild, and what they would do for their leaders in the wild. How do they learn from them? So
now, how about a email address or website for people to learn more of Mangold Ranch Versatility?
So it's mangoldranchversatility@gmail.com, and you can reach me personally there. But yes, we deal with a lot of people that have had many bad past experiences with horses and unruly behaviors. We actually can fix those by teaching the horse a good fundamentals and going back to the basics and working back from the ground up with the owners and the horses together.
Okay.
We have a very high success rate with that.
Give the email address again, please.
It's mangoldranchversatility@gmail.com.
Okay, and that's M-A-N-G-O-L-D.
Yes.
Okay, for those who just tuned into the Rusk Report, we're learning all about this ranch, Mangold Ranch Versatility, at 4870 Upper Mountain Road in Lockport, New York. And our guest today is the president of Mangold Ranch Versatility, Megan Mangold, on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. If you're listening in Lockport, Toronto, or New York City, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. I'd like to remind our listeners again that Congressman and Mrs. Chris Collins will be honored by the Muscular Dystrophy Association along with Dr. Laszlo Mechtler. And this is October 27th, Thursday, at Salvatore's Italian Gardens. And for more information, one can call 585-424-6560. And they fight 43 neuromuscular diseases in Western New York State. Also, Western New Yorkers love their traditions in the Ampol Legal newspaper, which has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and calendar events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Eagle. The Ampol Eagle is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores for home delivery. Call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. You have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little bit more information about our guest, Megan Mangold, president of Mangold Ranch Versatility. Megan attended Star Point High School. She went to Niagara County Community College for health and then finished at Cortland College with personal training certifications. Megan's background in health has truly come in handy while working and running a horse ranch. Now let's talk about natural horsemanship ways. What are they?
Natural horsemanship ways, that is basically defined by training the mind of the animal and how they would learn out in the wild from their herd and leaders. Horses are much safer and more enjoyable to work with if you learn how to communicate with them on a more proper level. Good horsemanship is hard to find these days. Back when our great-great-grandfathers were training horses, they forgot more about the horse than most of us will ever learn in a lifetime. So we've pretty much depleted the good horsemanship skills and have turn to ways where the training has led to a lot of unruly behavior and people getting hurt because of it.
Do you have any examples of these unruly horses that are so difficult and how those horses are today? Could you tell us some success stories?
I will.
Okay, please.
I will. Well, we had someone come to us with a horse that kicked and bit at people and would buck anytime she tried to put the saddle on.
Mm-hmm.
And, she said that her trainer trained the horse and he was riding fine. And then all of a sudden he went into these bad behavioral issues and she could never bring him out of it. So she decided she didn't want to give up on the horse. So she came to our ranch and we put him back down to the basics, worked him under saddle on the ground with different lunging and traditional, groundwork methods. And then we brought him back up to where he learned what respect is. He has to understand that he has to respect us because they're 1,000-pound animals. So he learned what respect was. Then he learned that we were going to keep him safe if he trusted us. And then we were able to teach him it was not okay to do those bad behaviors. And she's riding him to this day and is enjoying life with him. So it's really about the horse, I guess, asking two questions to its riders or trainers. And the number one question is, who's the boss that they're going to ask you? And the second question is, am I safe? And if we are the boss of that horse, we're going to keep that animal safe. And most people get that backwards. They think, well, that horse has to keep me safe. And that's incorrect. They're 1,000-pound three-year-old children.
So basically, you have to be a little tough, but respectful of the horse.
Exactly. And so what really happens is once the horse, just by basically if you have an unruly horse or the way the horse learns is you make the wrong choice the wrong choice hard and the right choice easy. So if you have a misbehaving horse, we're going to make him work twice as hard at the things he doesn't want to do, but in a nice, in benevolent leadership way. And then we're going to make it really easy when we want him to do the things that we want him to do, which are, and he willingly does them.
Now, do you reward good behavior and punish bad behavior?
We
or is
do.
That what you
we
do.
We definitely do. It's just like children. You know, you have to send them to time out once in a while so that they can think about what they've done and they don't want to do that in the future. But with horses, it's really about kind of draining their energy a little bit so that they can come down to our senses and focus on what we're trying to teach them. They're really, so what we'll do is we'll make them work a little harder until they have realized, oh, it's so much easier when I just listened the first time.
Very good. We're learning a lot from Megan Mangold, president of Mangold Ranch Versatility at 4870 Upper Mountain Road in Lockport, New York. Special thanks to those who've called regarding our recent guest, Harry Wilson, who is probably going to be a candidate for governor of New York, Dr. Bob Stahl with the MIT Club of Western New York, and David Lipinoga, who is fighting drunk driving. We have coming up Gene Knox, a Western New York philanthropist, Sandy Beckman, who's involved with the Cotter Fireboat, so, and Joseph Ray and Lisa Florzak, active in the Polish community. Now, you are an equine behavioral specialist. Now, that's a mouthful. What
it
exactly
sure is
an equine behavioral specialist? What do you do? What do you specialize in?
So what I specialize in is actually understanding the horse and its in what it's trying to say to you. So so that I can teach you know, others, my clients or other people that work with us, how to read a horse's body language, because they want to talk to us just like we want to talk to them. And if we can understand what they're saying, just as if they were out in their own herd talking with one another, it's going to make my job as a trainer much more simplified. Basically, what we really want out of the horse is for them to trust and respect us. And then, you know, in the most willing fashion, you know, do what we ask, and we will give back to them for that. We will reward them any way we can for giving us their willingness. But once you've established, you know, a good relationship with the horse and they understand what the rules are and they have some sort of structure, they're much more willing in anything that they do. And yeah, that's kind of it's basically understanding the body language and learning how the horses try to communicate with us as if we would them.
Now, if somebody is interested in learning how to ride a horse, or they have children, or they have children who may be disabled in some way, do you have horses there that could provide these lessons for young people or even the elderly? Tell us about that.
Yes, we do. We sure do, actually. And we have really, my ranch has really gotten involved in the community. We're giving back to veterans and different assisted living programs. We've actually held a Women's Veterans Night at the ranch. We've held Women's Veteran Weekend at the ranch, where the kids come out and we kind of, you know, give them horseback riding lessons and whatnot. If you have a disability or you're a veteran that would like to take its mind or would like to take their mind off of different things going on in their life, we're a great ranch to call and come take some private riding lessons or group style riding lessons. We've got wonderfully behaved horses that work with all different disabilities, different types of people, and we can meet different needs as well.
Very good. Now, if somebody has a disabled child and they want them to learn to ride a horse to get them more motivated and calm down, what is the cost for a lesson for half an hour, an hour?
It's actually, and it's the same across the board. A 1 hour horseback riding lesson is $40 for the hour. And we also do have new leasing horse incentives, which is about $350 a month for you to have your own horse and also take a few lessons a week with that said horse included in that leasing package. So it just
now,
depends.
Now, the leasing package, Mangold Ranch Versatility, takes care of the horse,
we
too?
We take care of the horse. We take care of all of the horse's medical needs. And, yes, we take care of the horse completely. And then we just we give you lessons, and you get to come and work with your horse, you know, freely.
So it's about $4,000 a year.
That's
if they
true.
Leave the horse there, and then you give a couple lessons with that also.
Yes. So instead of anyone that owns horses and has to board the horses, it's around that same price. You have to pay to keep your horse somewhere. And the leasing deal, actually, just all you have to do is just pay their monthly board, which is $350 at my ranch. And that luckily includes a few lessons a week.
And how many horses do you have at Mangold Ranch Versatility?
We have about 20 to 30 horses on the property at any given time. We do training, boarding, we have leasing, and that kind of thing. And then we actually have our own little breeding program as well.
Oh, okay. Again, an email address or phone number if somebody would like to learn more about Mangold Ranch Versatility?
Yes. My website, again, is mangoldranchversatility.com. My email is mangoldranchversatility@gmail.com. Our phone number is 716-201-6255. 229.
Repeat that again, please.
It's 716-201-6229.
Now, Megan Mangold has certifications in personal training from Cortland College. What are these personal training certifications?
Well, I went to school for health and fitness, and I finalized what I was going to college for at Cortland, and I did a summer program there for personal training. I'm a certified personal training personal trainer through the National Exercise Training Association, and then I also got different certificates based off of like a strength and conditioning specialist. I'm certified in yoga and Pilates and a couple other things like that. But I did used to teach a women's yoga Lattes class, which is a mixture of yoga Lattes or yoga and Pilates. I've worked with different personal trainers in the area, some that used to work with the Buffalo Sabres. And then I also worked with a holistic chiropractor in East Amherst for a few years. So I have a background in health, but I really do love helping people in the horse community.
Let's talk about what it's like working and running a horse ranch. You're the president of Mangold Ranch Versatility in Lockport. What is it like? What's your typical day? What are you involved in?
My typical day is to take care of all of the chores at the ranch and make sure all of the horses have everything that they need. We change horses from pasture to pasture, rotating the pasture so they can grow and whatnot. I have a lesson program, actually a one-of-a-kind horsemanship program in our area, which we offer Western riding. We offer Western riding, not many other horse ranches or horse farms in the area offer that. It's mostly just an English or their English riding facilities. So we teach anyone that learns how to ride at the ranch from the ground up. So all children and any adults that want to join the program learn how to work with their horses and do many different things with groundwork and then into saddle work. So we have a lesson program. Then we also have different people that bring their horses in for training. Some mounted patrol units bring their horses in for training or tune-ups once in a while or to learn more desensitization for their horses. Sometimes we travel around to different ranches or farms putting on clinics and that kind of thing. We do clinics. We're going to be doing many clinics in the spring of this coming year. And then I also work with an international gated horse trainer by the name of Gary Lane, and he is from Kentucky. So I've actually traveled to different horse clinics with him, teaching trail riders how to gate their horses properly. That's a different breed of horse. They're called gated horses. So that's basically my schedule on a given day. It changes daily, but my first concern is to take care of any of the horses at the ranch and make sure they have everything they need.
Good. Very good. We're learning all about Mangold Ranch Versatility, located at 4870 Upper Mountain Road in Lockport, New York. We're with the president, Megan Mangold. So we're learning a great deal about her ranch and what she's involved in. If you're listening in Cheektowaga or Montreal or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little more information about Megan Mangold, president of Mangold Ranch Versatility in Lockport, New York. She was approached by a renowned, internationally known horse trainer by the name of Gary Lane in 2016. Gary Lane had put on a gated horse clinic in Wilson, New York. He met Megan after he had seen and been involved with the trainers. Megan has been learning and working with him ever since. She started Mangold Ranch Versatility 5 years ago. She is the president and head trainer of the ranch. So we're learning a great deal. Could you explain the difference between Western and English riding to our listeners, please?
Yes, I can definitely do that. That's a great question, actually. Western and English riding, they're two different disciplines. So English, they have different saddles. They have different bridle wear. And the horses perform in different competitions, we'll just put it that way. In the English, there's a big difference between the English and the Western world. However, down at our ranch, we believe the horses can do Western or English and compete wonderfully in either. And that being said means I think there's not much of a difference between Western and English riding. because it's just a different saddle and maybe it's different gear. But it depends on how the horses are trained. And every horse that is trained from the ground up or trained to have a good foundation of skills can go and compete off in any genre
so
of...
They can do both.
They can do both. And mm-hmm. what is really the biggest misconception in our area is that they think that, oh, because it's an English horse or it's competed in English events, it's only an English horse. And that's not true. English and Western work closely together. It's just how the horse is trained and what the rider's beliefs are. But...
Well, let's learn about gated horse training now. What exactly is that, if you could explain it
in
layman's terms, because a lot of our people are not very well acquainted with horses.
No problem. Gated horses are, they're basically what they are is there's a trotting horse and there's a gated horse. And the trotting horses are the most commonly known horses around the area or the world, okay? Mm-hmm. Most people know that a horse has a walk, a trot, and a canter. So that's pretty much, it has three gates. A gated horse is a horse that actually has 6 or 7 rates of speed. So a trotting horse has 3 rates of speed, where a gated horse has 6 or 7. And a gated horse actually has to learn how to use their leg movement. They have to be trained into their gait. So a gated horse can still walk, trot, and canter. But then it has many other rates of speed that has to be trained into that. So it actually, gated horses take more time and length of training because you have to kind of teach them how to coordinate their movement and understand the rate of speed you're asking.
Okay, if somebody has a question regarding Mangold Ranch versatility, where can they call you or email you?
My phone number is 716-201-6229, and our email again is mangoldranchversatility@gmail.com. At gmail.com.
Thank you very much, Megan Mangold, president of Mangold Ranch Versatility in Lockport, New York, for enlightening us about horses and training and Western English style. Thank you, and special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us. Megan Mangold, Mangold Ranch Versatility. Have a great week.
Thank you very much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.